listening to the Freaking Fantastic Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, Justin Minder. Let's get ready, get set, hike!
And welcome, my fellow fantasy football enthusiasts. You are listening to the 4S Podcast, and that stands for Freaking Fantastic Fantasy Football League. I am, of course, your host, Justin Minder, and let's get on with the show. We're going to do our match recaps, followed by our matchup of the week. Got some trade stuff to go through. I'm going to do a new little segment called Notes of the Day, pertaining a little more to NFL stuff around the league. Not directly affect our league, but all about the main league that we're pulling from. And, of course, our infamous power rankings. I got my rankings, got the commissioner, Josh himself. He sent his thoughts, and we'll kind of go through those together. All right, and now let's go to our match recaps. All right, guys, so our match recaps last week. Our first game on the cover is Eric versus Matthew. So that's Prestige Worldwide versus Matthew's OK team. The winner of that is, of course, Eric. He had Josh Allen and Cooper Kupp, who had big games. It was also the biggest blowout of the week by 58 points. So good job, Eric. The second game we'll get to is Josh, which is UCF UL versus me, Fighting Flamingos. And this one was the battle of the wits, as one of us will probably get our first win. And it was. I won by 8 points. It was a close game. Came down to, I believe, the Monday night game. Had a few things settled. I unfortunately had Christian McCaffrey, who went down in his game. So he'll be out a few weeks. Hopefully I can survive a little bit and while he gets back healthy. So, yep, I take my first win of the week, or first win of the year. So, yay me. Sorry, Josh. Our third matchup, which I believe would be a matchup of the week last week, is Alex, CW will call back, versus Joe, which is over Tannehill. It was pretty good game, pretty close. Devontae Adams for Alex kind of did majority of the lifting. I think he won by 15 points or so, something like that. Definitely wasn't like a nail biter, but Alex pulled away, so he's still undefeated. Good job, Alex. Our fourth game I'm covering is going to be Chris, who has bad juju, versus Caleb, which is Rack City Clutch. This one was kind of interesting. It actually came down to the wire. Chris won by 1 point, and it was kind of funny because Caleb had Justin Tucker, who nailed that record. I almost said world record. Technically world, because it's National Football League, which is the league of the world, but nonetheless. We'll go a NFL record. That's better sense. 66-yarder field goal. Caleb was protesting he should get more points for that. I don't think it's going to happen in this part of the season, Caleb, sorry. So, unfortunately, take the L by 1 point. Trust me, I've been there, so I know how that is. But, yeah, good job, guys. Chris definitely did well in this one. The only thing different that Caleb could have done was put in Derek Carr instead of Kyle Murray, but I understand why he probably wouldn't do that, even though Carr's been on fire. He just had a better game this week. And, yeah, so Chris, it's 1 point victory. Good job, Chris. The fifth game we're going to be covering is going to be Justin Ray, who has Jets Lives Matter, versus Bradford, which is, of course, Team Dadford. This one was pretty close as well. The only bad thing that really hurt Justin on this one was he hit A.J. Brown, who got injured in the game pretty early, and he wasn't able to record any points. So he had a big fat zero on that column. So it allowed Team Dadford to continue on its momentum. Good job, Bradford. The last game I'm covering is John, which is Hurt So Good, and Zach, which is Team T. This one is actually pretty good for Zach. He gets his first win of the season as well. He had a good balanced team effort. Great job, Zach. Sorry, John. Now with that, we're going to go straight into our matchup of the week. Like I said, last week I had Joe versus Alex, which is the battle of the undefeated teams. Alex, of course, came out on top, so he remains undefeated. Joe gets his first L on that one. I'm going to pick my new matchup of the week, and that's going to be Alex versus Chris. This is one that I'm sure Alex had circled since the draft. He loves to go against Chris, loves watching Chris lose. Doesn't care about any of us, really. He just wants to make sure Chris loses for the year. And we'll see this week. Will Alex remain on top of the mountain, or can Chris answer the call and take him down? We'll find out this week. Alex is a 70-point favorite, but does that really matter? I mean, so many projections, is Yahoo projection, which me and Josh talked beginning of the year, that isn't quite most accurate, but we'll never know. Alex is doing pretty well for himself. Chris just had a win last week on 1-point victory, so they're both looking up, and we'll see how that goes. All right, and be back in just a moment for my next segment, which I'm going to talk about. It's going to be Notes of the Day. All right, guys, I am back now. I wanted to start a new segment called Notes of the Day. Just something I decided to kind of put in a miscellaneous topic. Things going on in the league. Something that might not directly affect our teams, but also noteworthy and stuff like that. The first thing that is directly related to teams is Josh Gordon is reinstated, and he signed with the Chiefs. We'll see how this goes, because this is not the first time. I believe it's like the fourth time that he's done this. Just can't seem to lay off the weed. So hopefully, NFL is all about second chances, but this is literally like fifth or sixth chance. He's had several of the Browns, and he went to Seahawks. He even tried the Patriots, and that didn't work. I want to say there's one more team. I can't quite remember. But yes, now the Chiefs are giving him a shot. So he'll have, if he can stay on the field, it'll be nice to Tyreek Hill and all the speedy weapons of Patrick Mahomes has to offer. So, all I can say is best of luck. I want to say if you are trying to stash him, it's already taken. Zach was first to grab him off the waiver and put him on the bench. So good job, Zach. Hopefully it works out for you. Another noteworthy item I wanted to put on was Tom Brady and Gronkowski are going back to England for the first time. Seeing that they both went to sign with Tampa last season, or Brady signed with Tampa and Gronk was traded because of Brady. But they did not play the Patriots in New England last season. So this will be the first time they both return as foes to the Patriots. So that'll be interesting. I'm sure NFL networks are all going to love that and probably one of the most televised games of the week. So that'll be interesting. Another thing I saw that LeSean Shady McCoy retires as an Eagle. He signed a one-day contract. He started with them, and I believe he won the Super Bowl with them when they went there with McNabb. So kind of cool. I was always a good fan of McCoy. I had him in a couple of years. Might have had him when I won my seasons before when I won the fantasy football. Not in this league, in the previous league, but definitely a good guy. I hope he does a lot of good things. I think he's still going to be an analyst, but we'll see. Maybe we'll go into coaching. I have no idea. Maybe he just wants to sit on that couch all day and watch football and not really care about it. Good for him. But yeah, so LeSean McCoy retires. Josh Gordon signed with the Chiefs. Brady and Gronk go back to England. I'm not going to make this an injury section because there's a lot more injuries that happen all week, and it's kind of the guy's own homework to figure that out. But I do think it's noteworthy that A.J. Brown and Julio Jones did not practice today on Thursday. They have to both, I would think, get in sometime tomorrow on Friday in order to go on the report or in order to be on the roster for Sunday. So we'll see how that goes tomorrow, but just kind of a heads up that it's, even though they run the ball a whole lot, I think we need to have a couple fast catchers so they don't all try to take down Derrick Henry at once, but we'll see how it goes. So if you have A.J. Brown and Julio Jones, I would definitely keep an eye on those practices tomorrow and, maybe have a backup plan. All right, now we're going to go straight into our trade talk because we got a little bit of stuff to talk about in that area. There was a trade process last weekend. I unfortunately did not see it or get enough on time for the pod, but no worries. It's a small one. It's Justin Ray was trading away Kyle Pitts for Tyler Boyd from Josh. Pretty simple trade, straight up. Gronk. Wow, can't even read my own writing. So Justin Ray had Gronk, who was doing so well, so he's able to part away Kyle Pitts, who isn't really being used a whole lot in Atlanta. But Josh is taking a shot with him, and he's got so many receivers right now that he's going to part way with Tyler Boyd. So both get something out of it. Now hopefully Pitts is used so Josh gets a little more out of it. We'll see. I do also have a trade offer that came on my table. And that's because Josh, who I guess is trying to do a whole bunch of moves, offered me Hubbard, who is the backup for CMC, for my Marquise Brown. I definitely thought about it. I just don't think it's enticing enough for me just because it'll basically be a rental until CMC gets back. So I'm probably going to decline Josh. Definitely interested in maybe a counter, but unfortunately I think I need more running back help, obviously, and I don't think you're going to part with Barkley or Kareem Hunt unless you just want something way over top, which I'm considering, but not really sure yet. We'll maybe we can work on it this weekend. But yep, so that's all we got for trade talk. Now let's go right into our power rankings. All right, guys, and now the thing you've all been waiting for, our FMS power rankings. Bam, 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 bam. All right, so I'm going to just go straight up top to bottom, and we'll go from there. So, of course, at number one, I got to have it there. It's Alex CW will call back. He's the only undefeated team right now. So he was at two spot last week, and I had to bump up number one because, of course, he'd be the only other guy that was that could have taken him down. So good job, Alex. You're at number one this week. Number two, we got Prestige Worldwide, who I think just had a monster game. He beat out Matthew, who I thought had who had number one last week. So we went all the way from number nine to number two. So great job, Eric. Keeping Joe at number three. So he lost to the number one team. So I'm going to do a little college football ranking and keep it same spot. Number four, I had Matthew drop down from one to four. Matthew's the okay team. Yeah, man, it kind of took a hit there. But don't worry, I got plenty of weeks left. Team Dadford is going to take the number five spot. So I have him move up a spot from number six last week. So good job, Bradford. Number six, I actually have Bad Juju, even though he won by 1 point. I'm going to knock him down a few spots just because I think a couple of guys that definitely did a little bit better than he did, even though he won. So hey, don't worry, Chris. You got a fairly interesting way to move up there if you win this week. Number seven, I'm going to keep John with Hurts So Good. He did good, John. Just everything moved around. Kind of thought you were going to be around the same spot. Number eight, I have Justin Ray with Jets Lives Matter. Dropping down from five to eight just because of the loss. Number nine, I have Caleb, Rack City Clutch. He moves down a spot from last week. And number 10, 11, 12 is almost the same as last week, except I'm going to give Zach the win today. So I'll move him at number 10, and I'll move me down at number 11, Fighting Flamingos. And unfortunately, Josh, being the only undefeated team, he's going to stay at number 12. Sorry, man. That's our power rankings. And speaking of Josh, let's go and see what his thoughts are on the power rankings.
What's up, 4S Podcast? This is your commissioner. I'm back again after taking a break on week two, back with my week three power rankings. So I'll give you the first five. Here we go. In number 12, falling down from all the way in the middle of six, is me, UCF. You all like the Jaguars. I thought I'd be doing better at this point of the year, but my team has not performed as well as I should have. Number 11 is T. Number 10 is Fighting Flamingos. Even though they beat me and had the best week, I still think Justin's team is going to be okay. Number 9, Jags Lives Matter. Team Dadford at number 8. Miami Sharks, he fell down from quite a bit. John had a great week one, but has lost really badly the last 2 weeks. So, and then at number 6, we have Rack City Clutch, Matthew's okay team at number 5. You know, Matthew's team is heavily based on how well Tom Brady does. So he had a down week, so he lost last week. But I'll keep him at 5 for now. Number 4 is Over the Tannehill. Joe's team's actually performed very well this year. I think they're going to keep doing well. Number 3, Chris Whelan and Bad Juju. Bad Juju. Juju is playing bad. I don't think he has him on his team, so that's good. And then number 2, I have Prestige Worldwide. He jumped way back up because he had a really rough week one, so I thought he was on down and out. But his zero running back draft strategy actually put him in, done really good. So he's number 2. And then Alex, of course, you've been begging to be number 1, and you are my number 1 spot this week. Good job, the only undefeated team in the league. So you're the one we're gunning for. See you guys. You know, man.